Last February, the listening posts of the International Intelligence Agency intercepted and unscrambled a series of messages that were sent electronically from sources unknown to destinations that have yet to be specified. These communications were filtered out from the millions of faxes, text messages, emails, internet forums, and telephone electronic impulses radiating through the atmosphere. They were disguised and coded within the billions of electronic mail signals transmitted and received every day, but seem to originate from a communication system that is independent and yet parasitical on the normal global electronic communication systems. Computer programs have now been able to unscramble and decode the messages. Experts are still unclear who composed or sent the messages, but they seem to be instructions and training for undercover agents working in the field of religious propaganda. The first of the messages is incomplete, but the fragment that we have reads as follows. As the most recent communique has made clear, the new technologies of communication are to be exploited for our own ends. Now that our clients have developed such ingenious means of communicating with one another invisibly, it might occur to some of them that other invisible means of communication, like extrasensory perception, intuition, and even spirit channeling, are possible. This interest may be developed into a passion, and then an obsession, until the individual invites you to either appear visibly or occupy his physical form. This is a classic tactic. Down through the ages, we have been very successful in using human fascination with their own technology to lure them into dark labyrinths of the occult. How fondly I remember the wizards, magi, and sorcerers of the past. They started with books and experiments, and ended with spells to turn lead into gold and create potions that guaranteed eternal youth. They are not really so different from the computer boffins, genetic engineers, plastic surgeons, and medical men of today, who begin by being enchanted by their own technology and end up being enchanted by one of us. You will naturally want to encourage this, because you think that from such interests you will be able to lead the gullible brutes into the delightful playground of spiritualism, theosophy, and the occult proper. This may be effective for some of the humans, but I would advise you not to overestimate their gullibility. Unhappily, most of them are rather level-headed, and regard spiritualism and the paranormal as a silly pastime for foolish old women. Their present disbelief in anything supernatural, of course, provides the best working conditions for us. They may not believe in miracles and life after death, but that also means they don't believe in us, and they certainly don't believe in the possibility that we might infest their bodies. This is just what we want. Enemy agents are always most effective when no one believes they exist. Although it is attractive and sometimes pays dividends, encouraging the hairless chimps to explore spiritualism and the occult is more often than not counterproductive. If they do go down that route, they may actually start to believe in the supernatural, and before long, they may start to take the claims of our enemies seriously. Instead of the obvious route of tempting them into the occult, simply get them obsessed with the cleverness of their new playthings. In time, you may get the females in your ward to use the internet for high-speed gossip or endless shopping. Use the technology to lure young men into an addiction to pornography or role-play games. With a little bit of finesse, Dogwart, you will be able to lead the women into vanity and pure spitefulness while they indulge their greed, and convince themselves that they have got a bargain, spending money that they don't have for something which they don't really want. Meanwhile, you may lead the men into a fantasy world of sloth and lust, and that is only one step away from the warmth of our eternal home. Finally, be on your guard. This week begins the season the enemy calls Lent. Despite our success in turning this into a time for sharing with others, some of the enemy's agents still take prayer and fasting seriously. Watch out for them. The self-righteous little cretins make me want to vomit up all the exquisite bile I've been imbibing. Step on them, Dogwart. Crush the vermin. At this point, the transmission is interrupted. A few days later, another fragment of the mysterious messages was intercepted, decoded, and translated.